This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 30th of October. Otago opened their Plunkett Shield campaign with an 8-wicket win over Canterbury in Rangiora. They bowled the home side out for 352 to leave themselves needing 267 to win. Aaron Redmond ensured that they were never troubled, hitting his second century of the match and sharing a second wicket stand of 164 with Michael Bracewell, who ended undefeated on 88. Central Districts lead by 266 runs going to the final day against Wellington in Napier. Their captain Kieran Noma Barnett hit 60 in their second innings as they close on 223 for 6 after earlier bowling the visitors out for 340 in their first innings. South Australia moved up to second in Australia's Ryobi One Day Cup standings following a comprehensive win over Tasmania in Hobart. Phil Hughes hit 114 off 134 balls, while Johan Botha ended on 55 not out of 52, as the visitors made 248-8 after being asked to bat. Botha then starred with the ball in Tasmania's run chase, taking 4 for 29 with his off-spin, helped bowl them out for just 166. Mark Cosgrove was one of two of their batsmen to make 37, with Jake Haberfield and Dan Christian sharing 5 wickets for the Redbacks. Zimbabwe's Logan Cup kicked off with matches at Harare Sports Club and Bulawayo's Queen's Sports Club. At the former perennial whipping boys, Southern Rocks enjoyed a good first day against Mashonaland Eagles, closing on 259 for 4. Derbyshire batsman Ben Slade hit 89 to help them overcome the early loss of Roy Kea, while wicketkeeper Richmond Mutambami ended the day on 87 not out. In Bulawayo, Essex batsmen Mark Bertini and Timosan Mumuma both hit half centuries as Mountaineers were all out for 264 late in the day. Glenn Quirrell continues excellent form from last season, ending with figures of 5 for 56 for Matabeleland Tuskers, who reached jumps on 5 without loss after 2 overs of their first innings.